football has looked garbage. He went off last week.
No, he's struggling. It's not as bad as we first thought, so that's the plus side of it. But he's out for this one.
Well, that's a real blow, isn't it? He's been exceptional this season, very, very consistent.
He's been great. I think his game's got better and better. His assists, his goals, his delivery. It's certainly a blow, but it's somebody else's opportunity.
Any chance for Tuesday for him?
I think I'll be a doubt that one as well.
How much are you going to miss Gwion Edwards? He's kind of grown into that role, hasn't he? He misses the next two games.
No, he does, but again, it's somebody else's opportunity. That's football. I don't get caught up in any disappointment of it. You need luck in football to stay clear of injury, suspension, and the consequences if you do get suspended, you're sitting in the stand. So, but I don't get caught up in somebody else's opportunity.
Does Jano look ready? Does he look sharp?
Ah, he's done fine. Do you know he only found his way out of the team because of his injury up at Lincoln that day, and we went and done really well. Knew the whatever personnel were put in there or system of play, then you expect people to go and perform.
That is what it's all about, isn't it? Taking your chance when it comes along, is it? As a player that's maybe been on the fringes.
Well, you have to. I always think it, and I always say it. The day you stop looking over your shoulder at football, I think you're finished. You've got to look over your shoulder because somebody has to breathe down your neck to take your place. Whether it's a young guy, an experienced guy, you have to look over your shoulder or else you become complacent.
And in terms of wing-backs, what stage is Kane Vincent Young at the moment?
He's doing okay. He's still... he's doing better than Oki, actually. He's doing really, really well. And hopefully we'll see him, hopefully, at the end of the month.
That's a 23s game at the end of the month, is it?
Well, it depends how he feels. He's an actually fit guy. He's really looked after himself. He's no problem with weight, anything like that at all. So hopefully he'll be okay.
That has been a sizeable spanner in the works this season, hasn't it? If you'd had him and Luke in tandem, flying up and down the wide positions.
He was excellent before he got injured. That he was a blow because of the way he was performing and the way he settled in really well. So, but he'll be back, hopefully, as I said, at the end of the month.
What about Emir and Teddy as well? They weren't available last week.
Emir's available for it. Bish is not. John Nolan's wife just had a baby the other day, so we'll see how he feels. He's been in, seen her. Congratulations to them. So I think that's really good. So we'll see how everybody is.
How bad is Teddy in terms of Tuesday?
I don't know. Hopefully he'll train Monday. Hopefully he will, and then we'll see how he is. But with Bish again, it's the same thing. He has to stay fit.
Your squad's been stretched a bit at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's football. That's somebody else's opportunity. I don't care how young you are, how old you are. If you're a footballer, you'll be ready when you're fit.
And clearly Armando back in the wreck. Can he play a part over the course of the next few months?
He needs games. Dobbs, he needs games. There's other guys ahead of him as well. He knows that himself. So he's only a young kid who I think has got really good potential.
Decided on your goalkeeper for this one?
Yeah, no, I know he'll play. And I know the team will play, so we'll see how everybody is this morning, and then I'll tell them this morning.
So who is it? Who's in goal?
You.
He thinks I haven't got that bad.
listen, the lads will know tomorrow who's going to stand.
Does Thomas feel he deserves a chance?
I don't know. He found himself at the team, and while we came in, done really well for us. There was never a problem. He might think now there might be a chance for him to play. So, two good goalkeepers.
And in terms of Will and him playing recently, there's been no pressure on you to play him, so you pay less to Wolves, that kind of thing. Has there been no penalties?
No, Will's been really good. As I say, I know them up there, so they've been really, really good. And there's nothing like that in place.
And at the other end of the field, do you feel you could start with all three strikers, as you did at the start of the second half last week, with Will just in behind?
No, I don't. As I said before, I know the system will play, or the team that will play. And I'll see how everybody is.
I guess it's just kind of trying to find that cutting edge, that creativity, that goal threat again that you had earlier on in the season.
Yeah, but we need to be more solid as well. We certainly have to be more solid than what we have been. We played really, really well until the last two games, and we have to rectify that Saturday.
And Terry Butcher on board by the sound of things.
Brilliant. I think it's great for the club. I think Terry and other guys, as I said before, Warkey, Mick George, Russell, all the guys, that's Matt Horn, people like that, who I think, as I said before, were disengaged from it, never felt welcomed. And I think it's important for the football club I'd always say that about a club that's got a history. I had it. Every big club, you know, it's always been the same. And I think it's important that you have that iconic people running about the club, because if you lose that, you're losing virtually everything.
Obviously, an Ipswich Town legend, a phenomenal player. But what does he offer in 2020, Terry Butcher?
He brings in great chocolate biscuits.
That. He is known for that. He's very good, isn't he?
No, I think even if Terry walked about the place, kids should know what's in front of them. That's for sure. Even experienced guys should know what's in front of them and what he's done for the club and what he was, being England captain, all these sort of things, and playing up at my old rivals up the road. You know? So he's a good guy. We've a bit of banter with the Celtic Rangers thing. So I think him walking about, as I said, that any of the legends coming here or the iconic figures that that walk about the club should be welcomed, and people should know what the guys have done. I think that's so important.
So will he work for the first team? I think it's quite an open-ended role, isn't it?
It is. Even Terry being a bit of a place that guys can go up and talk to him, maybe sit down with a cup of tea with him, ask experiences of what happened. Even I do that. I sit and talk and have a cup of tea and ask about the 1990 World Cup and things like that. You know, when we, England unluckily got knocked out.
Sitting there in your Germany kit at the time.
I had my Scottish shirt on. England was there and the great guys. Dear, what a player. But what a World Cup that was, you know, and Terry was part of it, and obviously Sir Bobby Robson, things like that. It's a great World Cup, great place to play at Lane and things like that. So that even just sitting with him asking different questions, it's brilliant. I love it, and I'm 50 years old, so if I was a younger guy here, I would certainly give him a tug and speak to him about football.
What have you made of Sunderland season?
They're a huge club. As I said before, they're a huge club, been in the league for a couple of years. Great place to play, dear old dear. It's a brilliant stadium, and they had a wee bit of a playoff thing last year, and then losing a manager, then not Phil coming in, and a bit topsy turvy sort of thing over it. But they've done well in recent times. It'll be a hard game.
Looked like a really sensible appointment when Phil got the job. He knows the division inside out, a kind of steady pair of hands.
Yeah, and plus, his expectancy level of the club is the same as this club in this league. Everybody thinks you've got divine right to your automatic job. You don't have a divine right, but everybody's in a good place. In the league, there's nothing, nobody really running away with it. It was only a few points between first and sixth, seventh place. So long way to go.
And did you kind of learn from their experience last season when the expectancy level was there? They played a lot of games and ran out of steam when you were kind of formulating your approach to this season?
You know, you've got to play a lot of games, as I said before, the cup games as well. So and it's over that course, 8-9 months, that you have to try and get a bit of headway in it, so you need luck without a doubt, with injuries and suspensions, as I said. And they're the same kind of predicament ourselves, where two big clubs in the division that everybody expects you to go out.
It's a massive game, isn't it? You could be top two if you win, you could drop out of the top six if you lose.
Yeah, but we're going to try and win every game. As I said, there's 15 games to go, there's a hell of a lot of games. It's not. You still can't see the finishing line, that's for sure. There's a hell of a lot of games to go. If we win, it'll be great, and we'll go and try our best to win.
All right,
thanks,
Paul. All right. Stu, people always use Sunderland as a bit of an example of how tough this division is. Paul, do you always kind of use them as a reminder of the task that the Ipswich faced this year going into League One?
I just don't think Sunderland. I think through the years, Leeds United were in it, Nottingham Forest were in it, Sheffield Wednesday were in it. There's been huge clubs in the league, and some more than others have for more than 1 or 2 years. So, as I said before, you don't have a divine right to win a league or go out of a league. You are where you are, and two huge clubs, but they are where they are at the minute, and we're the same.
30,000 tickets sold for tomorrow's game, and you've talked about they've got a similar weight of expectation. Could that suit you, going away from home and not having that sort of home pressure that...
Yeah, and 30,000 in a 50,000 odd seater stadium, there'll be a lot of sparse seats, I'm guessing, you know. because you're 20,000 odd down the people. So, but years gone by, that stadium was brilliant to go and play when it was full, really really good. So we go there, and they've got the majority of support against them. If we can try and frustrate them, then they have the experience level that we have here.
Yeah, and you can feed off that, can't you?
Yeah,
get a foothold in the game, even get the first goal, that could be crucial.
Yeah, that's a plan. If we can do that, great. We know it's a hard game, but we also know Sunderland will have a hard game.
Yeah, looking back on the last two games, obviously disappointing. What are the lessons that you've learned from those when you've kind of picked the bones out of them?
Yeah, but as I say, Tuesday night's game was different for different reasons. Saturday wasn't good enough. That was everything that could go wrong went wrong that day. And you just you use your experience and you try and keep everybody upbeat from it. We've looked at it, we've watched it, seen the problems that arisen from it. The guys know that themselves as well. They know that themselves. So yeah, you have to move on and you have to go and try and get another positive result on Saturday.
And looking at some of the goals that Sunderland have conceded, quite a few from set pieces, one of those things too, at Portsmouth last weekend. Is that something that you'll target this weekend? Somewhere you think you could get a bit of joy from?
We work on things to go, whether it's a set play or whether it's good play or a shot or good play in general. If we can do that, that great. Set plays are vital now in the modern day game. That's apparent. Everybody knows that. If you get the delivery right, you're hoping that you can capitalise on something. So, but we know it's a hard game. It's a tough game for the both teams.
With 15 games to go, are you someone that sort of breaks those up into little blocks? Have you got a points target in mind?
Yeah, we show the guys where we think the blocks are and where the points can come from. So, we show them things that sometimes you can overthink it and that becomes too much. Sometimes you think, okay, we're just going to play our way, play with freedom, go and express yourself. That's go and express yourself, go and stick to what we were asking you to do, but equally so play with confidence.
Given it's 4th v 7th this weekend, are you putting any extra emphasis on this? People will look at it, especially after the disappointment of the last two, that this could be a pivotal moment.
Not really, because people handle pressure different ways. People can go under the pressure, people thrive on it. We've got a mixture of young guys, and as I said before, the first time of asking this pressure's been on them, where they have to try and get a league. Whereas before, it's not been that. It's just been flatlining. So the pressure's different now for what it is normally. So you've got to watch how you put that on them. All I want them to do is go and play it, express ourselves, and go and enjoy what they're going into.
Yeah, it's very congested at the top. Are you are you still looking up rather than over your shoulder? Because there's a few with games in hand behind you. What's the way you're looking at that?
No, you always look at the top. Never have I looked over my shoulder like that. Never. I never will. It's not the way I've been brought up. You always want to try and win it. And that's always the case. I never want to go, what if? You always look at the top. It's easier to be the hunter than be the hunted, that's for sure.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
All right.
It's there for the taking, really, isn't it? Promotion this division.
No
one has really kind of. Well, obviously, we had the spell in the season where it's on top and appeared to be running away with it. But since then, clubs have had little spells, haven't they? And then they've fallen away.
Yeah.
Sort of being an example of that, they had a good spell, then they ran away. So it needs a consistent run, doesn't it?
From anybody, yeah. Yeah. And there's 15 games is a hell of a lot of football to get played. Anything can happen. It's the finishing line ain't in sight yet, that's for sure, but it's 15 games are a lot of games.
And what was the mood like after the Peterborough game? Lincoln a few weeks ago with 5-3, and there seemed to kind of determination from Chambo and everyone else to try and kind of do their part to kind of get to what was wrong. Was there that similar sort of feeling on after Saturday's game, that they were trying as hard as you were to try and get to why that result came about?
The guys have been good. They trained really well this week. We know the scenario of what happened last week. Sometimes the silence is the most powerful thing. at certain times sometimes when you need to go with a bit of aggression with certain people. So yeah, the guys know how I felt, that's for sure. But they also need to look at the bigger picture. What they've done for us since we've come in has been great this season, because the disappointment relegation can really hurt you. But they've never been at the top six all season, and that's testament to ourselves.
Mm. Yeah, you, of course, away from home, the record has been
incredible,
absolutely terrific.
Mm.
You still must be kind of scratching your head a bit why things are so good away from home and not so good at home all season.
Yeah, I'll be the expectance level. We'll be there. 20,000 people expecting you just to turn up and win. It never happens like that. Doesn't it happen? Football never ever happens like that. Because you're at home, it doesn't guarantee you anything. It gives you a better chance because you've got most people in the stadium, but it doesn't guarantee you anything. It can be a hindrance if you're not used to it. You have no good mentality to see it through. But so the guys have to get used to that. So there's two ways I look at it. What do you want to do? Play in front of 10,000, 11,000 people, or do you want to play in front of 20,000 people, 22,000 people? That's the making a footballer. It's what your mindset can be. Do you want to play under pressure, or you just want to play football for a hobby? That's not the game. It's a job.
So they play with a little bit more freedom away. Is that how you perceive it?
They'll feel the lift from or the pressure being away from you, away from home. But being at home is the greatest thing, because you've got most people there behind you. That's what you have to have with hand, especially at a big club.
Mm-hmm. So
Sunderland have got the same problem.
Yeah.
Sunderland have the same problem.
Yeah, but obviously it's very important with so many of the games remaining this season.
Yeah.
Being at home to kind of put that to rest and gain confidence in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, they have to, because the fans have been brilliant. No matter what you say, the fans have been absolutely brilliant. So they come in the thousands to watch it. As a footballer again, you have to take that on board. You have to be able to handle that, and that's. But a lot of them are young as well. It's the first time I've said the expense level has been really, really on them, where they have to go and try and win a title. Normally, as I said before, it's whether it's staying in the league or 17 years. Mike done great getting them into the playoff that year. Was it 2014, was it?
14, 15.
Yeah. Done great. That's probably the last time where the expense level for 4 years, 5 years, there's no been that. So it's new for a lot of people. It's a new scenario.
Mm. You mentioned Luke Garvin's. What is the injury Luke
Garvin's
got?
This is thigh. He's got a thigh strain.
Right. And Josh Earle, I think you didn't mention where
he
was with his cheek.
We'll see how he is this morning with that. He's doing all right, Josh. He's upbeat with it, but so we'll see how he is.
Might have to play with a mask, might they? You see some players with that sort of injury.
Yeah, I think they're looking at that at the minute, so. It's whether you can wear it. I'm not too sure that a lot of people like wearing them, you know.